time for Over There with Marilla Rostroffer. Marilla is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is, oh, this is such a hard guess. I think she's in Switzerland. Although I think that she's still exactly where she's been for a bit. Although I did hear that all shops in Germany have opened today. Is that true?
It's in Switzerland. In Germany, I think pretty much, but maybe not as fast as what we are doing in Switzerland. Hello, Jill.
Hello, because I didn't hear that Switzerland. I heard Germany. It was on some business news. It's like all shops, no matter the size, in Germany. But nobody mentioned Switzerland. They should.
Yes.
See, Switzerland's one of those quiet countries. Actually,
yes, that's one of the characteristics of the country. Jill, it's, as a matter of fact, since yesterday, since the beginning of the week, things are getting back to what's called a new normality, and shops are open. They are open in Switzerland with many restrictions, but it is still possible to go into shop and buy things. Of course, as you know, with social distancing, you have tapes all over the place, on the floor, on the walls, everywhere, to remind people to keep a good distance from each other. It's also possible now to go and eat into some restaurants, though not all of them are open, not because it's forbidden anymore, but just because some think that it's not worth it for them to open in with such conditions, because the tables have to be much more further apart. So a lot of tables are just disappearing from the restaurants, and you have to have a maximum of 4 people per table. It's also not allowed to stand, so you cannot have a glass, let's say, at the bar and then get a table. You have to have your reservation, go straight to your table, and you have to sit down. So it's back to normality, but as we said before, a new normality. That being said, I could feel with many people all over the places that there is a sense of I would not say optimism, because that would be maybe a little bit too much, but people are liking this new freedom. They are still very afraid, so one can feel that they do follow most of the time the restrictions. But basically, yes, it's possible to go and eat in restaurants and to go in stores and buy clothes or buy shoes or buy electronics. Very often the lines go really outside of the shops because of the fact that there must be so much distance between the clients that there is no space in a shop to have a line. So what I have seen yesterday in front of also luxurious brand shop, lines going outside with people having actually more than 2 meters distance almost at times. So today, in the last 24 hours, we have had in Switzerland about 39 new cases. It's a very good result because that allows a very good job in tracing, testing, and in testing, tracing, and isolating. And I believe that as long as the new infections don't go over 100 per day, it is feasible to continue like this. That being said, the borders are still closed. Obviously, this is something that has to be decided among countries. It's not really thinkable to open on one side and being closed on the other side. So that would request a little bit of coordination. But Germany and Switzerland, for example, are very much thinking about it already, as well as France and Switzerland. There have been also no new cases in Tessin, which is the part of Switzerland that is just next to northern Italy. So that has been also a very good news. And so slowly, very slowly, but surely, there is a comeback to life, with also some offices asking people to come back. Again, in offices, either people have their own office and then social distancing is very easy, or tables are going to be shifted so that people have at least 2 meters of distance among them. A lot of companies are still being careful and rather prefer to stay on home office solution for a bit longer. And some people are even saying that for some companies, it might stay even after the virus crisis, because it also saves a lot of cost, especially for small companies. So, but all of this is a little bit music of the future. But in the meantime, there is definitely a progress in a positive direction that might be viable until some treatment, or of course the famous vaccine, will be available on a large scale. What I wanted also to talk quickly about today is the fact that certain topics are coming back on headlines of newspapers, showing also that there is the return to a semi-normality, with the news that former President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, who is 94 years old, is being investigated for allegedly groping a journalist in 2018. This journalist is German and was doing an interview in France with Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, and said that the Me Too movement gave her the strength to come out with this this incident today. Her name is Anne-Catherine Strache. She says that it happened in during an interview for a very famous TV broadcaster in Germany, and that immediately after the incident happened, she told her her director, who immediately asked a law firm to do an interview about this incident, because there is also a witness, and that would be a cameraman who noticed the difficult situation of the journalist, and who at the time used a little trick by knocking down a lamp to create some kind of distraction so that the journalist can get out of what she calls a very distressing situation. The law firm that investigated that right after in Germany came to the conclusion that this is a very credible incident, and that for this reason, also the TV broadcasting company is backing the journalist in her claim. Valéry Giscard d'Estaing is denying the incident. He even says that he doesn't remember the interview. And that would be, of course, a very bad note on the end of his life and career, considering his age and considering that he did some also very good new law during his presidency. So that is definitely something that could put a shadow on his entire career. Just to conclude, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing is a very respected and respectable figure, but it is true that he has been labeled during his life as a womanizer, and that as incredible as this story might sound because of his age, 94 is a very old age for such sexual assault, but he definitely has a history of liking women a touch more than what he should have, considering that he was married and had two children. I will definitely keep you posted on the development of former president, French president, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure, and stay safe.